This podcast is brought to you by the Melanoma Foundation of New England, working to eliminate melanoma and other skin cancers. For more information, go to www.mfne.org.
Hi, welcome to Coffee with Beverly. I'm Ralph Rinaldi of the Boston Globe. Each week, my friend Beverly Beckham writes a column about life, family, and the suburbs for the Globe's regional editions. Then we get together over a cup of joe and talk it over. Good morning, Bev.
Good morning, Ralph.
How are you?
Long time no see.
Yeah, it's
congratulations on the new baby.
Thank you very much. What are we drinking today?
We're drinking Starbucks.
Starbucks iced coffee.
Starbucks iced coffee.
Which is perfect for August.
Very caffeinated.
Very exciting.
Very caffeinated, very good.
Yes.
We need a lot of it.
We need a lot of caffeine, yes.
Because somebody with a new baby doesn't get much sleep.
I think we know which one of us that is. So what are we talking about this week?
We're talking about words and names like old people and seniors and all those terms that really are like fingers on a chalkboard to me these days.
They're funny for a period of time, and then they're not funny anymore.
Oh, yeah, you said it.
Well, lay the column on us.
Okay. The first time I was given a senior discount, no questions asked, was March 19th, 1999. It happened in the Deep South, where women wear makeup in high heels to empty the trash. It was a Friday night, my husband and I were in line to see a movie, and I was makeup-free and underdressed. I was also 8 years shy of 60 back then. Too young, what a blissful word, to be getting into any place at a bargain rate. My husband insisted it was his bald head that allowed us to see the deep end of the ocean for just $4.50 each. He said the young girl selling tickets looked at him and only him. She would never have thought you were 60, he said, lying. He's like this. He takes bullets for me. This was a big one. The movie was about a woman whose son is kidnapped just as she arrives at some school reunion. I didn't care. It starred Michelle Pfeiffer, who, I found out later, is just 11 years younger than I am. I sulked looking at her, determined to wear makeup and high heels and grow my hair long and have my face reconstructed so that I have cheekbones. That promise didn't last long. The next time I had a price cut was a few months ago. I was driving and stopped at a highway rest area for coffee. When it cost less than was posted, I asked why, and the elderly gentleman who'd waited on me winked and said, "It's the senior price." This time, my husband wasn't around to take the hit. I don't like the word senior, even on a day when the word doesn't apply to me, when senior means over 62 or over 65. It's condescending, but it's better than old. Old is a pejorative. Old is the wrong word to affix to people who have lived long enough to know certain things. Old doesn't mean sage or priceless or revered the way it should. In our culture, old means useless and worn out. It means toss it in the trash and get yourself a new whatever it is. And no amount of senior discounts can make up for this. I am 60, but I am not old. Most days I feel 12. I play ball and run through the hose with my grandchildren. I eat popsicles. I feed the goats and the sheep at Wardsbury Farm. I pick the petals off daisies. "What are you doing, Mimi?" my 3-year-old grandson asks. "Seeing if you love me, Adam." "I love you, Mimi," he says, hugging me. My daughter is 30 and the mother of 2, and she said to me the other day that if she heard this from a loudspeaker or read it in the paper, this description, a 30-year-old mother of 2, she wouldn't recognize herself, because in her mind she is still 20. In our minds, we are never the age that our driver's license insists we are. My mother used to say to me sometimes, when I was giving her a hard time, "I wasn't born old, you know. I was young once, too. But I didn't know. Not then. I know now." A few weeks ago, I read in the paper that, quote, an elderly woman, unquote, had been attacked, and in the next paragraph that the elderly woman was 67. 67 is not elderly. 97 is, unless you're 97. So what should a grown-up who qualifies for senior discounts be called? Not granny, as in a recent headline, "Grannies attacked at Pennsylvania beauty parlor." These grannies, ages 56 to 76. And not golden ager, or senior citizen, or geriatric, or old coot. Elder is good because it implies wisdom, though elderly does not. Older man is more respectful than old man, and up in the years is definitely kinder than ancient. We have exact words for people who are glad they're not young anymore, as Maurice Chevalier, himself of vintage years, once sang. Sexagenarian, septuagenarian, octogenarian. But the words are clunky, hard to say and harder to spell. The perfect clarifier is simple and easy. It's a number, the correct number. A 56-year-old woman, an 82-year-old man. Numbers are concise and accurate, and most important, they do not condescend.
What age do you think you get to when you actually start enjoying the senior discount?
Oh, are you seriously kidding me? Never. I'm not there yet.
You don't think you'll ever get there?
No. Enjoy a senior discount? No. You know, in my world, we wouldn't have discounts. We wouldn't have senior discounts. We wouldn't have coupon day. We wouldn't have any of this. We would just have fair marketing all the time. It's crazy.
Well, my mother actually looked forward to the day when she was getting her senior discount.
I should take a page from her.
I think the day she turned, whichever birthday it was that qualified her, 55, 6 day or whatever it was, she was jumping right on it.
I don't think they give you senior discounts at, like, the Fairmont Hotel for a weekend at the spa or something like that. They give you discounts at, Kohl's every week. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You can get a discount anywhere. I mean, Macy's is in the discount business. It is impossible to pay full price at Macy's. So you don't have to be any age. You just have to go in with a handful of coupons, and generally you can buy something for less than a dollar.
So you're just going to fight this age thing the whole way.
I'm just going to fight the words. I mean, I really do. I like the word elder because it's, very Native American. And, you think about the elders and the wisdom and that kind of thing. But, offering people to get into a movie at the same cost that someone under 12 gets in is not a sign.
So you're in favor of the numbers?
I'm in favor of the numbers, yes.
But are you one of these people who sort of cringes or can't believe it when the number... applies to you? Are you comfortable with your own number?
I'm comfortable with my old number. Did I say that? I'm comfortable with my old number. What I'm not comfortable with is granny got assaulted or elderly woman killed and, crossing the street. The elderly woman happens to be 56 years old. Who's writing this? I know reporters are very young these days, however.
Yeah, I mean, and it also depends on the person. I mean, for some people, 70 can be fairly young. For some people, 70 can be ancient. I'm one of these people who I have to get used to the number. I don't love turning my next birthday. As a matter of fact, I have this thing that drives my wife to distraction, which is my birthday's in February. Right about in August, which is right now. I don't say half. Oh. I actually call myself the next age. So in other words, this week I will start calling myself 45 instead of 44, even though I don't turn 45 until February.
Why do you do this?
Well, there's two reasons. One, logically speaking, I'm closer now to 45 than I am to 44, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the other reason is it gives me 6 months before my birthday to get used to the new number. That way there's no sticker shock when the new number comes around.
Have you thought of professional counseling?
Many, many times. Almost daily.
Uh-huh. All right. It gives you 6 months to get used to the new number, but then 6 months later you change it, so it's irrelevant.
No, six months after that I change.
Sure you do. So,
but right on my birthday, I'm right at the sweet spot. Right? I'm happy and I'm ready to accept the new number. And I think numbers can be just as hard as those little labels. Of course, I can say that because nobody really applies labels to me except middle age.
I'm starting
to get called that now.
Yeah.
Too. You.
Yes.
Yeah. Not a lot.
But you are middle-aged. Well, and I am old.
Well, so there.
That's Beverly Beckham with her weekly look at life, family, and the suburbs. For more podcasts or to see more of the Globe's regional coverage, please visit boston.com. Thanks for listening.